Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the summer after college, I worked in a hydraulic cylinder factory in the CNC mills. The milling machines were massive drab boxes with thousands of moving parts and pulsing electricity. I would take a chunk of metal, hoist it through the side door, and slide it onto the block inside. And then with a little hand tool, I would tighten the clamps around the metal, remove the tool, slide the door shut, and push the big red button. The mill would roar to life, and angled nozzles would spray frothing coolant on the block as the spindle diamond cut and drilled the appropriate dimensions and holes. Now, occasionally, I would make a mistake. I would tighten the clamps, maybe not quite tighten enough, and the vibrations would shift the metal ever so slightly, and the holes would end up drilled in not the right spot. At other times, I'd forget to press the red button or wouldn't press it hard enough, and I'd come back 15 minutes later and the machine hadn't even started. And then there was that one time that I was so busy obsessing over tightening the clamps tight enough that I forgot and I left the hand tool in the machine, slid the door shut, and pressed the red button. Whee! Boom, 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 boom. It took one of my supervisors nearly an hour to fix the torn-up spindle. With a machine, something can go wrong, always wrong, especially if the operator is less than competent. And sisters and brothers, we have a bad tendency, a tendency to imagine that salvation is like a machine. We see salvation as this kind of large, mysterious, drab box with thousands of moving parts and pulsing Holy Spirit electricity. We imagine God installing it in the shop 2,000 years ago. Jesus died on the cross, and from the bits and parts of his righteousness and his holy life, God assembles this mechanism of salvation. And now we just need to use it. So we imagine ourselves, with the Holy Spirit's help, heaving our souls onto the block inside, tightening the clamps, and then pushing the button of faith. If we ever do everything just right, the CNC salvation machine will roar to life and take us from being a hunk of metal to being a properly saved part. But of course, that's a problem. That's the problem. Because if salvation is a machine that God set up 2,000 years ago, something could go wrong. We could go wrong. Maybe our repentance isn't quite right. We don't tighten the clamps enough, and our soul slides to the side, and the holes get drilled in the wrong spot. Or maybe we're a little over-scrupulous. We can't stop thinking about ourselves, and so we're tightening down our repentance, and we leave the hand tool in the machine, and thump, 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 thump. Salvation spindle breaks on the tool of our scrupulosity, on our hypocrisy, on our anger and bitterness. Or maybe we forget to press hard enough on faith's button. We don't have enough faith, and our lives sit there unsaved, unchanged. The problem is that we never have enough faith. We never have the right repentance. And even when we do our best, we are unaware of the extent of the deep crevices in our personalities, the hidden depths of self-obsession that we cannot see. Our Old Testament reading calls us rulers of Sodom and Gomorrah, those who bring incense and do all sorts of things, pushing the button for the machine, and yet just can't do it right, with a full heart. But this Passion Sunday, the triune God gives us not a machine for our salvation. He gives us a mediator, a living, moving, breathing person to save us here and now. A mediator, a person in between to bring us from where we are to where we need to be. The author of Hebrews writes, "But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy place, taking not the blood of goats and calves, but his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption." Notice Jesus Christ secures an eternal redemption, a redemption that stands beyond space and time in God's eternal now, an eternal redemption that a person applies, not a machine. This means that our salvation is not something that was set up way a long time ago, maybe, you know, getting a little old, rickety, an old machine that we can mess up with our incompetence. Our salvation is a he who is here and now, the God-man, the person in between who brings us from where we are to where we need to be. 2,000 years ago, the triune God became and so becomes our eternal mediator, our eternal Savior in Jesus Christ. There is no machine. There is only Jesus, here and now, saving Abraham, saving St. Paul, saving St. Patrick, saving you, saving me. The author of Hebrews can hardly contain his joy. Therefore, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. He is the mediator of a new covenant. Not he was the mediator of a new covenant. Our salvation is not impersonal. It's not trapped in the past, not constrained by our own worthiness or lack thereof, which is really bad at machining. No, the eternal God himself in the flesh brings us right now into the heart of who he is, into his divine life, into the Holy of Holies. And this is what Jesus means in our gospel reading this morning when he says, "Before Abraham was, I am. I am." The God who exists beyond space and time brings us into his eternal sinless life. There is no machine to mess up. There is a real person, a mediator, a merciful God-man. Jesus. So this morning, don't imagine salvation, that process of moving from where we are to where we need to be, from death to life. Don't imagine that as something impersonal, a machine that God set up ages ago, a machine for you to make a mess of with your own incompetent machining. No, the triune God gives you and me a mediator, a person, not a machine. He gives us a person to judge the quick and the dead, a person who can take our incompetent repentance and our incomplete faith and make something out of them. There is no abstract salvation. There is only a real Savior here and now in this place. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify, here and now, your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You see, Jesus, the person, the mediator, not the machine, the mediator saves you. Right now, He brings you from where you are to where you need to be. There is no machine. There is only a mediator. A mediator who brings every believer, Old Testament believer, New Testament believer, Abraham, you, me. A mediator who brings us from where we are to where we need to be, into God's eternal life. So, sisters and brothers, how much time do you spend with that mediator, with Jesus, in prayer and before the sacraments? Is your life more dead than alive right now? Do you feel impatient? Do you feel guilty in this season of Lent? You've been realizing through fasting and all sorts of things that you're a pretty incompetent machinist. You worried? You listless? Spent? Go to the mediator. Come to Jesus again and again and again. Pray through and to Jesus. Bring your sins to Jesus. Bring your repentance to Jesus. Bring your faith to Jesus. Bring it all to Jesus. Mess, everything, your incompetence, whatever. Bring it in prayer. Bring it in the confessional. Bring it to the altar. Because there's no impersonal machine sitting on that altar throne. You've got to get the button just right. Jesus is here for you, to save you, to take all of your incompetence and bring you from where you are to where you need to be. Here and now, he gives you all of who he is, his very body and blood, for your cleansing, for your growth, for your movement into the life of God. There is no machine for you to mess up. There is only a mediator, Jesus. And he is your good news. He is your gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.